Jack, not trying to link between that and our first guest, because Melbourne probably did fit into that category of not playing their best footy, but we really appreciate in this very unusual times all the people that have made themselves available to chat to us, and Jack Viney is one of those. I think we've got him on FaceTime, the Melbourne Star. How are you, Jack?
G'day, guys. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. How have you spent your time so far since you came back from Perth?
Pretty much headed straight up to my old man's property up in the country of Victoria with my wife. And getting away from the hustle and bustle of Melbourne and, trying to do the smart thing at this time, which is, isolate yourself and, try and get on top of it.
So before we get into a bit of footy nitty-gritty there, Jack, is it a farm or is it a house? Is it rural? What are you on up there in the country?
He's about 170 acres, bit of a hobby farm, but it's good to get in, a bit of land. I really enjoy spending time, in the country. So, more than happy to come up here and hang out.
And what is Toddy Hobby in on the acreage up there?
We've got an old vineyard at the moment. Ooh. But... he's got about 50 cows on it so far. It's a bit of a rundown joint when he got it, so we're just restoring it and getting it back up to nice good level.
Jack Durham thinks he's a farmer.
He
now.
Does.
No, I don't.
You do so.
No, I don't.
You bought a truck last year.
I did buy a truck, yeah. But we're talking to Jack. I did buy a truck.
He thinks he's a farmer, Jack. It's embarrassing, mate. It really is.
I had to go and get a heavy rigid licence to drive this tank, be able to drive this tank. So if you need any cartage, mate, I'm your man. I could be out of a caper, a job very, very soon. I'm not suggesting that you're going to get a lot of yield out of those grapes if you're running letting the cows run loose through the vineyard, though.
The vines have got a disease through them, so they're not actually yielding any grapes at the moment. So we're planning on ripping them up in the coming months. But, it's a fair bit of work to be done.
Yeah.
You might have plenty of time to do it now, Jack. Actually, get yourself going now. What are you going to do? Have you sat down and mapped out a plan of what your next few weeks looks like?
No idea. It's been such a whirlwind couple of weeks. Literally on the bus to the football game on the weekend, we're getting, text messages that the season's being postponed. So we didn't even know we were going to the stadium to play. So that's just kind of the landscape leading up to the game, was just the uncertainty. And even post the first round, we still really don't know what's going on. We're just taking it day by day at this stage and, staying positive and optimistic.
How did it feel, given you just found out that it was going to be the last game, how did it feel going out to play? Were you able to put that out of your mind, or did it affect you, do you think?
It definitely would have played on a lot of guys' heads, it's pretty hard to focus on something on a professional level, put 100% focus into something when you... the rest of your life, and what is more important is the health and well-being of your friends and family that, are potentially in jeopardy. And so it was just a bizarre couple of weeks leading up to the game. All the players from every team would have done the best they possibly could to perform on the weekend, but just in the circumstances that we were faced with, it was just bizarre and, I'm sure it looked like it watching on TV, felt a little bit different than a normal season, particularly having no fans there. We did the best we could with what we were given.
Jack, on the training regime, have they scaled you? Have they tapered the regime for you, given that they... You're probably a minimum of 6-8 weeks away. Have they tapered that regime for you? You got a little bit of... fatten the cow, so to speak, for the first month, and then haul in.
No, we've all been given programs, and from the Melbourne Football Club, they want us training hard. It's not an off season kind of setup. We're ready to when we get the signal to come back. We're all going to be in shape and ready to hit the ground running again. So that's how we've approached this period, and that's how our programs look at this stage. So we're just waiting for the call, stay fit, healthy, and look forward to getting back out there as soon as possible.
Given your form in round one, it's a real disappointment. Given this is the first proper chance you've had at hitting the ground running for a couple of years, Jack. A horrible pre-season last year after surgery and whatnot. How are you going to approach it? Because you look ready to go. You looked angry on the weekend and your form was absolutely first class.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed getting some training in the off-season, pre-season. Just getting the continuity of training makes a huge difference to, your performance, your mindset. It just gives you confidence. So that was really pleasing. And, it is what it is with what's happened at this stage. I've got the mindset of just, continue to train as hard as I can with the resources around me. It is going to be a bit different because of the isolation guidelines. It's not like we can go train with a bunch of guys to get in the footy skills and the conditioning skills. So it's going to be a bit weird, but we just do the best we can. And, that's where my head's at the moment. And I'll be ready to roll when we get the signal it's back on.
How did you assess the performance from the team then? Or does it sort of feel like it's hard to assess given that you're not going to play for another 10 weeks at least?
Yeah, it was disappointing. There's no doubt about that, the way we performed on the weekend. But, besides that, I haven't really had a big in-depth think about the game. My headspace has been elsewhere. Just keeping my family safe and healthy. And so that's kind of where my priorities have been at the moment. And, that's where my focus is. So disappointing that we didn't get the win and perform how we wanted to perform. But, I feel like there's just more important things out there at the moment.
I'm sure you can segregate the two, though, the health and well-being of your family and you'll endeavour to do that anyway, no matter what's going on. But you're still a professional footballer, so you'll look at the job that, it'll be in the back of your mind all the time. Can I ask you just a broader question then? What do the D's need to do to get back to the form that we were accustomed to 12 months ago?
Oh, I don't think there's anything that we need to need to do differently. We played one game. It wasn't great, but we put in a power of work over the pre-season, the off-season, and we're confident in the work we've put in. So, we've only got one game to judge our performance on at the moment, and it wasn't great, but... I've got full confidence when we do come back, and if we did continue that, you'd see a strong performing Melbourne Football Club. I've got confidence in that.
Just one last one, Jack. Been a lot of discussion about the pay and the cuts that people across the whole industry are going to have to take. What's your thoughts on it from a playing point of view, and how do you try to assess what's fair?
Yeah, I'm kind of leaving it to the AFL and the PA and the delegates to really work all that stuff out. The industry's under the pump like a lot of other industries around the country. So, we've got to do what we've got to do. We'll get through it, and that's where my head is at. We'll leave it with the AFL and the PA. I don't really have any other comments around it?
No, fair enough.
He's going to have to get Toddy to help him with the strainer posts, though, David.
He's trying to make he's a farmer again.
Jack, thanks. We really appreciate you joining us. So Derm's available for any pastoral advice you have. So,
cheers. Thanks
well done.
Jack Vines.